We saw evidence this morning of a remarkably good evaluation system.
Correct.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, we use the NEE system, which was out of the University of Missouri, but it is aligned to Missouri standards.
What does it stand for?
The Network for Educator Effectiveness.
And that's just Missouri.
Correct.
Unfortunately, because it's
right.
A really good system.
Correct. We choose to focus on four standards, and so principals will go into a classroom for a 10-minute duration, no longer than that, and they're looking, for us specifically, we're looking for four things: critical thinking, cognitive engagement, time on task, so basically how the teacher manages the classroom, and finally formative assessment, that are they getting it or are
and
they not?
Evaluation has a really good rubric behind each of those.
Absolutely. It's no guesswork. The principal knows when he or she walks into the room exactly what they are looking for and are quickly able to assess that, and then in turn within 24 hours.
And you actually
hours,
do some coaching to ensure inter-rater reliability, right?
Yes, we do.
So coach... High school principal will go down and evaluate an elementary teacher.
That's right. And we do that internally just to make sure that we are all giving the correct scores. And teachers receive feedback within 24 hours and have a face-to-face conversation. Oh. And then if we see areas of deficiency or growth, for that matter, then on our professional development days, we would either perhaps bring in something or structure that time to coach up if necessary, or if we have someone that's really a shining star, we will put that teacher on spotlight.
What about individual development? How does an evaluation feed into an individual teacher's plan?
Each year they write a professional development plan, and then based on either areas that they are weak on their knee observations, that teacher will seek out opportunities to grow themselves.